We're in middle of Hilchos Shabbos, middle of Shin Ayin Beit, regarding the joining together of different residents for an Erev, Sif Yud Gimel and the Freshman Bezim and Aleph. We're talking about, again, two different neighbors with a wall separating between them. So it says, if they position two ladders, one on the other side of the other one, meaning one on the side, meaning two right near each other. They did not have between the two of them an area of four tefachim. Now the distance one from the other, so that you have between them four tefachim, but and they fill up the airspace between them with straw, as the Yerusha 7:8 brings the picture. You see, it has to be the ladder as four tefachim, but it's not. So they made the distance four tefachim and filled up the middle with straw. That's not effective. Not to permit to utilize the ear on top of the wall, which these are two variables that we've been speaking about, but not to make it together as one. Why? Because the place of where the feet go, is generally in the middle of the ladder. You hold on to the sides. And since the middle, the rungs are so to speak, it's straw, that's not fit to go up on. Now, if they did the opposite, they put the ladder in the middle. And the straw from the side, the issue 79 brings the picture. So they added the, so to speak, straw rungs on the sides. Oh, then Mahani, then it's the fact of being Latir Lishvamish Lawit to permit to utilize the Iran on top of it, and being Larbi Achad, whether to make Erev together as one, like as if there's a Pesach between them. This is Mishmur Siv Katan Kov Gimel. So we said that they took these two ladders, distanced the area between the four tefachim. They filled up the airspace between them with Shrosha, so in Kain Shlivas, they made them like rungs. So that's not effective. But if, let's say, the ladder's in the middle, and Vakashman Atzad, the straw's from the side, and that supplements the measurement of the Meshach Rechav Abba Tvachim Lasulam, with an area of a width of four Tvachim for the ladder, Sivkotin Kov, hey, well, that's Mahani Bechul, that's effective, whether to permit to utilize on it or to make it together as one. Why? Because now the sole of a person's foot can go up on the ladder, Vakashman Atzad. And the straw from the side, that's fit for someone to hold on with his hands and go up. And this even being Lar B'Yachad, whether to make Erev together as one. And that is, it gets to less than three tefachim on the top of the wall. And then they did the same thing on the other side of the wall in the second courtyard. In the whole simon, whenever it mentions to make Erev together as one, is my Rishasakin Gamachat Sashayin, it's talking about where you did the same thing in the second quarter. Siv Yadal, in the Sulam Rachaba Ba, if let's say the ladder is not four tefachim wide, Bachoka gets Lebakos Lashim Laba, then you actually carved out in the wall right next to the ladder to complete the area of four tefachim. Daila, it's enough for him, Shayachi Begur Basara, that this width of four should have to only go up a height of 10 tefachim. Now, if they didn't position a ladder at all, they just carved out in the wall, like ladder rungs, in the wall to go up on. So, then you have to carve out in the whole height of the wall. But more than it's effective, whether to commit utility, whether to make an Erev together as one.
So the Mishbru is Sif Katan Kuf Zayin. So he said that if the ladder is not four tefachim wide, b'chokuk etzla b'koysel, and he carved out near it in the wall to complete it to four tefachim, k'gun shezarka b'sul miyeshel. Let's say he erected the ladder vertically straight up. B'chokuk mekan mekan b'koysel. Now he carved out near this on the wall, shayab, which was a thick wall. V'asik kemen shlibis, and he made like rungs. L'hashlam hashir shel reichav abar tefachim, to complete the measurement of a width of four tefachim. Sif Katan. So Dailoi Bechulu said it's enough that he should carve it out with a height of 10 tefachim. Peter Shabbal Asumba, it's moving the ladder itself. So Shiala Adresh HaKos, so that is to go up to the top of the wall, Al Kapanim, at least Pachas Meshlesh Tefachim, less than a gap of three hand, but canal, like we said previously in Siv Ches. Siv Katan Kuf Tes, but for the carving out, it's enough Shiochi Begoy Vasara, that it should be carved out a height of 10 tefachim. Shazel Shir Goy Vepesach, because that's the measurement of the height of an opening. Even though the wall is much higher, the ladder is not a width of four tefachim. It's not a problem. Because you could technically get up to the top of the wall with the ladder, even though the width does not have four tefachim. Which Shartzi and Ois Ayin Dalet says, and Beshor, if he has a ladder that from the bottom up until 10 tfachim is a width of 4 tfachim, and it goes and narrows on the top. That's for sure, that's going to be effective, says the Prima Gadim. Siv Katan Kuf Yud. Now, if there is no ladder at all, it's just carved out in the wall, like rungs of a ladder to go up, then you have to carve out in the width of 4 tfachim along the whole height of the wall, because that's not so easy to go up like the rungs of a ladder. So that's to be the whole height of the wall. However, if it remains on the height, just less than 3 tfachim that was not carved, now that's logical also that that's going to be effective. And that's effective, etc., whether to be permit utility or to make an air together as one. Is also going on the first halacha. Sif tezvab, how you ilum inside our kaisel. If there was a tree on the side of the wall, vaso sulam la kaisel, and they made it as a ladder for the wall. In rots, if they want them arvadecha, they can make erev together as one. Aval masa shade sulam la kaisel, but if made out of the zara tree as a ladder to the wall, im arvadecha, they cannot make an erev as one. And they shall also lalas alam anatur, because biblically you're not allowed to go on such a tree. Shade sur banok, it's forbidden to have benefit from a zara tree. Varash al kaisel behapach, the rush writes the opposite. The Elon in the mile, a regular tree is not effective. Ashena Ma'ilas and Avodah Zarah tree is effective. But who should take Yvesh as long as it's dry? Says Mishruah Sivkot and Kufiyat Gimel. So if you had a tree on the side of the wall and you made it as a ladder for the wall, Imrats, if they want them, or Vinechad, they can make an air together as one. Why? Shein Issel Alas Astam Ilum Shabbos. There's no biblical prohibition on going on a regular tree on Shabbos. Ilum Debris Seif, only from Rabbinic Halacha, because you might come to break up a branch. Obebenas Mosna, by twilight, true Shas Kinesis Eivs, which is the time when the air is acquired, Lo Gozvos Shabbos Shabbos Shabbos. They did not make a decree on Rabbinic Halacha then. So it's considered as if they are have a Pesach between the two chatzers. Sivkot and Kufiyat Daud. Where the Rush writes the opposite. The Elon Enamoy, the tree is not effective. Why? The Kimin Shasal Alas by Shabbos, since technically at the end of the day, it's forbidden to go on the tree on Shabbos. If Issa Bamakoyach Shabbos, and Issa, the prohibition is coming from the power of Shabbos. So Ve'echiatu Dovel Shabbos, how could this permit for the halach of Shabbos to have a Likshne system? It's like two contradictory halachas. Sivkot and Kufte as well, but Vasher my Alas, but Abba Dezer tree is effective. Why? However, less, but Mashem Issa Shabbos, there's no a Shabbos prohibition on it. Avagav Shabbos, although there is another prohibition on it, true Issa Abba Dezer, which is the Issa Abba Dezer, the Chashim is it. For that, we're not concerned for the Mukamakam Bishu, who's still, it's an opening, but I did it via Alay. It's just like a line in crouching over there, which is some other secondary prohibition, but that doesn't take away the fact that it's a real opening. Sivkan to Kufta Zain, but as long as it's Yavesha dry, that Hashem and Paris will all nothing, that there's no fruits and leaves and branches, does like Hashina Shemitlish, then we're not concerned that he's going to rip off anything. And from the halacha, you'll have to go up on it on Shabbos, if not for the prohibition of avoid the Zara tree. One has to be careful, that really, practically, one should not go up on even on a dry tree. That's only because of a fence and the boundary. That you don't come to be lean regarding other trees, but make halacha, it's permitted. That he's inclined to halacha like the first opinion, should ask Harba Paiskim, and there's been in many Paiskim, which is a regular tree is good, a desert tree is not good. Sif Tezayim, Chodit Shebein Shtei Chatzeres, a ditch between two courtyards, Omek Asara, 10 Tfachim deep, Verdochav Abba, and 4 Tfachim wide, which the Dirshu 85 brings the picture. See, two courtyards divided by a wide and deep ditch. They cannot make an air together as one. Even if it's filled with straw and stubble, as long as one didn't nullify it, that it should remain there. Now, if it was filled with earth and with pebbles, that even unspecifically, as it continued to Amabay, that it was not nullified, they have to make an air together as one. And says Ramah of Ayin Le'el, look previously, Simishin Chesif Beis, Hagah, Yeshem says Ramah, some say the Emila Bepeis, it was sold with fruits, Stama Bitle La, with produce, presumably it was nullified over there, the Darkin La Sese Shamaitse, because the norm is that people use it as storage, that's the Gersa Shri, and therefore it's going to remain over there, and therefore that would be considered as a connection. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Kof Yud Zayin. So Chalit Shabin Shtei Chatzeres, a ditch between two courtyards, Pidish. In other words, Shlohay Benayim Shum Mechitzim Avsekis. There was no wall between them separating. Rechartz Ba'am was just a ditch. Siv Katan Kuf Yud Ches. That was Amek Asar V'chulu 10 Tfachim Deep, etc. That is Shekashim Shum Mechitzim Shegibay Asar. It could just like in height, that a wall that's a height of 10 Tfachim Avsekis Ben Yerushu is separated between the domains. Kin Chalachu Amek. So to a ditch that's deep, Shir Zeh, this measurement, Gam Kim Mechal Kershus, also separates the domains. which has the Sharatzin Ois Pei says, and if it's considered as a full-fledged mechitza, but if it's not 10 tvachim deep or it's not 4 tvachim wide, it's not considered as a mechitza at all, and they would have to make an Erev together as one, and they would not be able to make two separate Erevin, says Ritva. Says the Mishpura further, says the Ma'ariz Tumash Acharit Hoylich B'chal Erech HaChatzeres, that the dish is going along the whole length of the courtyard, as Mekatz Al Katz from one end to the other end. Because the Mnechsa Arba Tvachim, if there's four Tvachim missing, Nechsha Vaisam Akum Kepesach, then that area where there's no dish would be considered like an opening in Lekameh, like we see later on, the Siv Yudzayin. Siv Kut and Kuf Yudtes, and Verechim Arba, and it's a width of four Tvachim, the Pachs Mekamuk is less than that, Noich Lepasan, then it would be easy to step over Misvasa El Svasa from one end to the other, and then if Vulech Hashav Hasik, it's not considered as an interruption. Vigam Zemari, this also Dor Machoy Kol Shetach HaCharetz, that the whole area of the ditch, the whole area, is a Rechim Abba Tvachim, is a width of four Tvachim, Ugedimuch El Kamei, like it's obvious from the next Sif, Besif Yedzayin, which Sharatin Ois Pei Bei says, because if the ditch was less than the width of four Tvachim, along a length of four Tvachim, then that area would be considered as a Pesach, as opening, and then you would be able to make an Erev together as one. Siv Katan Kuf Chaf. So they can't make an Erev together as one, even if it's filled up with Tevin Vakash, straw and stubble, Shiro L'machbem, which is fit for animal food, because the Mahir Tevin Vakash Shiroch, if it's spoiled straw, Shein Ro L'machbem, which is not fit for animal food, then Dini Ka'afa has halacha like earth, and then then even unspecifically, it would be considered as nullified over there. Siv Katan Kuf Chaf Aleph. As calls much libitla, as long as it was not nullified, beperish, explicitly. Vaman, he said, Lo Shekil Namach, I'm not taking from here. Some say no. Even if he didn't say it with his mouth, Rakshahiskim believable is that he just in his heart he made up for this gamkim made up his butt. Then also automatically it's going to be nullified, which Sharatin Ois Pehe says that in Sukkot Avav, Sukkot Avdal, the Ritva, they made a mistake and the printers said the chedushim over there in the name of the Rashba, when it's really the Ritva. That's parenthetical. Sivkot and Kuf Chav Beis. Now, if it was full mole, offer v'chulu, full earth and pebbles, haynu that is kol orich acharetz, the whole length of the ditch, or kapon, at least b'yisim esav amas, more than 10 amas. The labochik is of nata v'kepesach, it's like an opening, v'mrot, if they want marv mishnam, they can make an erev together, two separate erevim. Says Mishmur, v'da, you should know, the mashakasa, this is a mole offer filled with earth, who loved Africa, it's not precise. The emir umkumasar, because if it just minimizes the depth of 10 tfachim, gamkin in hachi, then it has the same halacha. But Sivkot and Kufchav Gimel, so if it's filled up with earth, a full of stomach, even in general, unspecifically, the Afar Tzrayis, I mean, then in the halacha we said that they would have to make it together as one, because the Afar Tzrayis, Pacharetz, because earth and pebbles in a ditch, Mistama Mabutal, and then we could presume that they would nullify it over there. Which Sharatin Ois Pei Zayin brings from the Rambam, like he brought in the Gemara in the Tirtz of Ravashi, says that is medacting earth Pacharetz, it's coming to exclude in the house or in the sukkah regarding a height of more than 20 amas and then minimize with earth, because Mistama there is not bottle, as we'll see later on, Tofer Shalom Gimel, Sivdal, look over there. Sivkot and Kufchav Dal, Rama said, look previously in Shinun Chesav Beis, in the Hagah, where there he brings two opinions. The Shom Hevi Shlevi Deis, he brings two opinions in Bittul of the Shabbos Achas. If he nullifies it for one Shabbos, but he plans on clearing it after that. But that's considered as nullified. The Eshem that some say, since he doesn't intend to have it remain there forever, it's not considered nullified. But Garmistam, it's worse than in general. Then they cannot make it together as one. Well, the din halachically, it seems that given through different seven sins, rabbinic halacha, yesh lismech lahaka, one can rely to be lenient. Imratzu ma'arvin yachad, if they want, they can make it together as one. If imratzu, if they want, ma'arvin shnam, they can make two separate erevin. Sivkot and kof chof hey, the Rambam brought a yesh aimim, that if filled with peiros, that mistama, it's bottle, because the norm is la sois and sham oitzah to make it over there as storage, lays in man for a certain period of time, blay lisabik man, and not to utilize it. If I'm on Ram Logman Ram Shem Efakvik al Din Zed, that he picks at this halacha, they chem be our gross, and be our gross, also agrees to the Magan Ram, the Dafkin pairs tvolim, specifically produce that's tevel, untithed, shudovish in Yitl Bashabbos, that's something that cannot be taken on Shabbos because it has no utility. Well, chen stama mevotel, so presumably it was nullified over there. Harsho pairs, but other produce, mutal lisabik man, that is permitted to utilize from it, stama in mevotel, presumably it's not going to be considered as bottle. Bialachom, the Vermaschum Charitz, a ditch that's between two courtyards. And the same thing is if such a ditch separated in one chatzer along the entire length, and there are residents on either side, that through that they become like two different chatzer, says Rashi, and that's Pasha. The Vermaschum Kosmanchle Bitloy, as long as the straw and the stubble was not bottle. They cannot make it erev together as one. What he means to say is, even if it's known to us, that he's not going to end up clearing it away because he doesn't need it, as long as he was not nullified with his mouth, according to Rashi and according to Rebbe Chanan, as long as he didn't make up in his heart, That's as obvious in Sukkah, the place come over there. Moreover, it's brought within the Sukkah, but they do it pillows and blankets. Even if he's mevatel, it's not effective because both the lightless kolodim, no one does such a thing. And even if he does it, it's not considered as qualified. Some of the deer shoes. Deer shoe number 80. Said that a tree. Regarding the Asherah tree, it's biblically forbidden to go on. Now, even if this is would be only midrabanan, Rabbanan, Rabbi Eger writes in his margin in Shulchan Aruch that also wouldn't be considered as a Pesach. And this is the Shulchan Aruch writes that forbidden to go on the Minat Torah is only Rav Chilmasa, just to say even more. And it's not similar to a tree because when it's only rabbinically forbidden because of Shabbos, that they permitted being the Shmashas, but not other rabbinic prohibitions, which would be Avodah Zarah. Another difference, right, Sayyid Shabbos, is that a tree, since its issue is only because of Shavuos, remains with a name of a Pesach, and it's only what's called Ari the Reveal, it's like a lion crouching in there, which is not the case by Asherah, which is the Torah, so then it doesn't have a shame of a Pesach at all. There's some 81. They said there weren't goes on Shavuos of the Devarim by Bein HaShemashes. Now, even though it's forbidden on Shabbos to go up on the tree, if that's the case, it's an opening that's not fit for the whole Shabbos. Mogram writes that it's effective because Shabbos Hutra Hutra, since by Bein HaShemashes, when the Shabbos started, was permitted, remained permitted. At the way the Shulchan Aruch Paskin later on, Shinayin Dal Tzavalf. True, to Rabbi Eger, he asks that you don't say the Halacha Shabbos Hutra Hutra in a way that the Mechitz is not fit to be the whole Shabbos, the way the Ramah Paskins and Shin Samachis of Zion. If that's the case by this tree, also, since forbidden to go on it on Shabbos, it should be considered it's not fit for the whole Shabbos. And the answer is that since the tree is around the whole Shabbos, it's only because it is so that you can't go on it. If that's the case, it remains with a shame of a pass, a name of an opening on it. And you say Shabbos Hutra Hutra once it's permitted, even though it's going to be forbidden. And similarly, that's how the Chaz Nish writes. Another answer to the rights of Tosfos Shabbos is that in the place where the Kilkel of Shabbos that is the prohibition of going on a tree on Shabbos is not applicable to the Shemashas. We say Shabbos Shotrotra, it's only regarding Kilkel that's going to get ruined on Shabbos. For example, let's say it's going to be demolished by a non-Jew. That type of Kilkel is applicable that it should also be by Ben Shemashas. And then you don't say Shabbos Shotrotra. And the reason is, it's in Ben Shemashas that the Hefter is when it's confirmed. There's number 82. We said that Asher is effective, because the Issa of a desire we're not concerned for, and we don't say Kesus Mechta Sharia, like as if when something has a prohibition of a desire considered as like if it's pulverized, and therefore it shouldn't be considered as a Pesach. So obviously regarding a beam that's made from Atzei Sharia, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, the Shin Samal Gimel Sof Design, where it's disqualified because of Kesus Mechta Sharia, the reason for the difference, right, to Tzei Shabbos is because a beam, the Iker Shir is because of its significance. So you could say Kesus Mechta Sharia, but a tree, you can't say that because the Maisa, it's fit to go on, and there is... It's like a ladder type of a thing. Dish number 83, we said that even though we say you shouldn't go on a totally dry tree, that's only because of a siyag and a gedder. Another answer right to Tesh Shabbos is this, that the Shulchan Aruch is machmir not to go on a dry tree. The source from the words of Rambam, and here according to the Rambam, which is the first opinion, the tree is considered as a Pesach because we weren't going on the Shavuos Bein HaShemashes. The Rosh Paskins, that a moist tree is not considered as a Pesach, he permits to go on the on Shabbos on a dry tree. It comes out that according to both shittas, a dry tree is considered as a Pesach, and regarding halachas that are merabanan, we're not going to be machmir like the chumrah of both shittas, and that's similar how it's written in Teres Chattis. Dish number 84. Eli Rab is matzad like the first shita, that a regular tree works and not an avodah zarah tree. Now, from one chatzar there's a tree, and in the second chatzar they put up a ladder, and so too. According to the Rosh, if in one chatzar there's an asherah and the second one is a ladder, Chaznesh writes, they can make an erev together as one. And if they don't make an erev one with the other, he writes over there, that the chatzar that has a ladder could utilize the area on the wall. Now, if one chatzar is a tree or an asherah, according to the Rosh, and the second chatzar they didn't do anything, he writes over there, that they're both forbidden because the whole kula by the ladder of the Eilon or the asherah is only for the tzairach of making the erev two chatzars together as one. But it doesn't help to consider as a common utility because of it like a regular ladder, since the maisa it's forbidden to go on top of it. There's number 86. In the case that we said that when you have this ditch, if it was missing four tefachim, then that area would be considered as a makom of a Pesach. Now, in the case that most of it is breached to the chutz of his friend, and the breach is up until 10 amas, Chazanesh writes that they're permitted to make an erev of each one by themselves, as long as that the chatzeres are not breached totally one to the other, or more than 10 amas. If they want, they can make one. If they want, they can make two. Dishnah 87, we said, if it's less than 4 tvachim wide, then it's, you could just step from one end to the other end. And that says, brought in Chedush B'chaim HaLevi, that the width of the ditch has to be 4 tvachim, it's not from the Etzim Dini Mechitza. It's just that without that, it would be forbidden because it's convenient to step over it. Another Mechaznish proves, from this, in the Golion's Chaznish, from this that the required in Halachs of Klaim, regarding Havsaka by Klaim, that it should be the ditch or width of 4 tvachim, which is, you see, from the Etzim Dini Mechitza, because if it's not 4 tvachim wide, it's not considered as a Mechitza, where Mechitza does not have the cavity of less than 4 tvachim, the way Rashi writes in Shabbos Daf Hey. This the Rashi had to explain that less than 4 tvachim, it's easy to step over. The Chaznish explains, because if not, even though there's no Mechitza, but at the end of the day, the area of the ditch is not a Chatzir. If that's the case, there's a separation between the Chatzirs, and they cannot make it together as one. Look also in Chubis Chachamtzi that he holds that the Shir Dal Tvachim is a shear through all around, that the ditch functions as a teres mechitza, not only regarding the issa of reshuyas. This is from 88. If they put up partitions in the ditch, and the Sefer Shari Tzini writes that even if the ditch is not four tvachim wide, they cannot make it air together as one, because the reason why the ditch is not four tvachim, or that they put a board and minimize it, it's not considered as a havzik between the chatzeres, because asir rabim about machitza, people are walking through. And when there's a full-fledged machitzas, so then there's no koyach by the rabim about machitza. Now then the Chaznish writes that it's not shaykh to say over here asir rabim about machitza, because the residents that are in the houses are not considered as a rabim, and there's no difference between if they built machitzas in the ditch or not. As long as the width of the ditch is less than 4 tvachim, it's a machitza and not considered a machitza at all. He adds on that just that the Rishonim write that if it's easy to step over, that's only to give a reason that therefore they're considered as one chatzer, like we said in the previous Tahara. Dershu number 89. Even if it fills up with straw and stubble until it's thick, that legs of a people will not sink into it. Rabbi Hinz and Erevin of Chavdal says, as long as it's not mavatlet, it's not going to minimize the depth of the ditch. Dishu number 90. So Mishpat wrote that, look at Magvam, there's mefakfik on this halacha of the Ramah, of the Yeshayimim, that people, you know, if they put payers, they're gonna keep it there as for storage. He asks, number one, the Gemara, even the Pidal, you see that only payers of Tevel might Mechitza. Number two, Shilamad Gimel Zivalev, the Shulchan of Paskin is permitted to utilize on Shabbos payers that were put into an Eitzer. If that's the case, how is it going to minimize? Number three, if he has guests and he has to put them in the place of the ditch, he's allowed to clear out. And the Siv Chaim and the Gilim Shulchan Aruch answers all those questions. Number one, the Gemara where there is told by a small pit where it's not normal to make it into Eitzer, and therefore it's only payers that a devil might mechitza. Number two, Shulchan Aruch with the Paskins that you're not allowed to start to clear out only for Dvar Mitzvah, and therefore it's minimizes. Number three, you don't have to be concerned for guests, because for sure it's not going to honor guests to sit them in a ditch. However, in Old Rishonim, as we'll see in the next Dirshu, you see like the Magen Avraham, and that's the Mark Mishra writes in the Shittas Rambam. Just number 91. Even though by a bar b'shut ram, which has a height of 10 tvachim and a width of 4 tvachim, and you fill up the bar with payers, the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Kuf brings that if you throw inside of it, you're going to be putter because the payers are mavatl the mechitza. Says what he explains that regarding something that's a chiv and a taira, anything is mamayit, even if it's taken on Shabbos. And regarding air, which is rabbanan, then there's room to differentiate between something that's taken and something that's not going to be taken. Another answer is Ramban that the bar itself should be considered as a Rishus Yachid. You need to have the mechitza should be recognizable. When the bar is full with pairs, the mechitza are not recognizable. But when the chitza themselves are not bottle and they're effective to separate between the chatzeres, only if you fill up with pairs, they're not going to be taken on Shabbos. Another answer is the Meiri over there in Masechta Shabbos that a dish that you fill up with straw and stubble or with pairs, he can't go over them because he's going to ruin them when he steps on them, and therefore it needs bittel, which is not the case regarding a bar that should be considered Rishus Yachid. If the pairs are ma'akim, an object to fall inside of them, then it's considered there's no mechitza. The over the Masechta Shabbos answers that you could explain that the Yisugi there is talking about by Peres that are Tevel and therefore the Mevat Lul Rishos. This is number 92. So the conclusion of this halacha it brought in the Chazanish that Peres that could be taken on Shabbos, possible that they're not Mevat Lul, even if you're not going to end up removing them, and even if you explicitly Mevat Lul them. Peres that are Tevel and spoiled straw or money or other Muksa items and also earth that you end up clearing out are considered as a sealed. and only to be lenient, not to be stringent. And therefore, even if you fill up the whole ditch, if they want, they can make an Erev together. So one, if they want, they can, each one can make their own Erev. And from this, that we say that we go the kulo, because a a bittel for a certain period of time is not a bittel, and they can make Erev separately. On the other hand, they can make Erev both together as one, because according to everyone, Erev Tevel are not any less than the latter, which has a lach of a Pesach on it to be lenient. And regarding all these, it's possible that it's not going to be effective, even if a explicit mevatel, except for the case of Tevin for straw. Edition number 93. So the Be'er Halacha brought that pillows and blankets, even if he's mevatel, is not effective. Now, if he fills up the pit with money, the Gemara in Erevin Daf Ayin Tes says that according to Rav Hunan Bar Yehoshua, even a purse full with money is mevatel mechitzas, because since it's muktzeh, not taken on Shabbos. That's a taste in the Sukkah. The Daal writes that pillows and blankets are not similar to a purse, and that's the written Mishaburus of Kohen Kochofei, that pairs of Tevel are muktzeh, do minimize. Now, if he's memait to share the bar with a klish of malach le'isser, it's like a screwdriver. So we bring this Mishmurin to Pezayin, the words of Mishmurin Magam, that's not a mite because it could be moved. Let's say, when you need its place or you need it for some other utility.